Hi, friends. Welcome to the Get Real podcast. I am your host, Jess Cassidy, where we talk real about life, real estate, and everything in between. Well, good morning and welcome, everyone. Today, we are really lucky. We have Jesse Lockhart here. So good morning, Jesse. Thank you for being with us.
Good morning, Jess. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
We are so excited to have you. And I think that it's really exciting for everyone else once they get to hear your story, because you were a, you know, top producing real estate agent, and you have transitioned into holistic fitness. And I really think it's important for everyone today to understand why and how that transition happened, because I think, you know, when we've talked previously, that, you know, one of the conversations that we had was that real estate agents, especially, you know, are not very kind to their, you know, their selves, you know, mind, body, soul, all that good stuff. So, if you would just, you know, kind of start from the beginning a little bit and just tell us, you know, how you got started on the journey that you're on.
Yeah. So I got my real estate license in early 2019. At the time, I was a full-time leasing agent here in Phoenix, Arizona, and I was just looking for something different and kind of happened upon real estate, honestly. And I quit that full-time job as a leasing agent and dove headfirst into the real estate school. What's funny is right after I finished real estate school is when they actually started offering an online option. So I either had to do like in person, or so it was hard to try and do it concurrently while still working full time.
So because of COVID, right? That's why they started doing it online.
Well, so I got my license in February 2019. Yeah. So a year before COVID happened. Right.
Before they were doing it all online.
Yeah, exactly. And so it didn't take me long. I got through the coursework and I got my exams done. And about a month after I quit my job is when I got my real estate license. And I, you know, dove headfirst. I joined a team and that team was training me. And that team was really keen on old school methods, cold calling, door knocking, open housing, that kind of thing. And I wasn't super into that. Yeah. So if there's anyone out there who feels like that's not your jam, that's totally fine, because it wasn't mine.
And it either is or it isn't, you know?
Right. Like you either either do it and you either love it or you just get through it. But anyway, so I actually really struggled for that first year through the rest of 2019. I really struggled. I had also just moved to Arizona with my husband not long before that. And so I was building a network from scratch, which was taking a ton of time. I actually didn't end up selling anything in 2019. And coming into 2020, I realized that I had been around the wrong people, because I, you know, wasn't into cold calling and door knocking. And then I also realized that I had a negative self-belief in myself. Like I had no self-belief at all that I could be successful. And so I knew that some stuff kind of had to change in that regard. So it was really easy and kind of natural for me to fall into going to the gym, because that was really kind of the only like personal development thing that I was familiar with or really knew about and could start taking action on immediately. So in early 2020, I started going back to the gym. And then about 6 weeks into me like building a consistent gym habit is when COVID hit and then all the gyms closed. And so I kind of had a choice. I was like, I can either let this affect me, or I can just figure it out. And I chose to just figure it out. And I worked out in my garage in the spring. I hated it because I love the gym. I love a gym environment, but I did it anyway. And it wasn't long after that that I actually started to gain traction in my real estate business by using social media platforms like Instagram and TikTok to lead generate. Mm-hmm. Between May 2020 and December at the end of the year of 2020, I ended up grossing just over six figures in commissions and then was able to repeat that in 2021 and actually surpass it a little bit. So it's not a coincidence to me at all that the gym was such a huge anchor in my life in 2020 amidst all the chaos. And it's, yeah, no coincidence to me that it was such a huge part of my life. And it was also the year that I hit six figures as a real estate agent. So during 2020 and 2021, I had started to notice some symptoms, some health-related symptoms that I was dealing with. Headaches almost on a daily basis, bloating, just gastrointestinal problems, digestive problems. I was starting to develop cystic acne, which I had never dealt with acne like that before in my life, even as a teenager. So that was kind of like, whoa, what's going on? You know, and I was fortunate enough to be able to go straight to a naturopathic doctor rather than go to a Western conventional doctor and kind of get passed around like, well, we don't know what's wrong. Everything right. looks normal. So I went to a naturopath. I got my hormones tested and food sensitivity testing done at the end of 2020 and came out with a laundry list of underlying problems. And I was like, oh, okay. So I guess I'm not as healthy as I thought I was, or, yeah. you know, it was nice because I got answers to why I was feeling this way. But at the same time, it was like, damn it. I thought I was
everything.
I was a healthy person, you know?
Yeah. And it's like, everything is wrong.
Yeah. Yep. And so I had a laundry list of food sensitivities, foods that I had to start avoiding, like gluten and dairy, and also random foods like tomatoes and coffee that my gut was sensitive to. And so I had to go on an elimination diet of completely removing those things out of my diet, which is a huge lifestyle change.
Yeah.
And so 2021 was really spent maintaining my gym habit as best as I could while also trying to undertake all of these lifestyle changes because I didn't grow up in a dairy or gluten-free home. I had to really figure out how to do all of that on my own. All the while I'm still, you know, doing real estate and all of that, just trying to figure it out. And eventually the real estate career just started to really burn me out. I started to get a little bit resentful towards my clients when they would ask me for simple things like to go see a home, right?
Yeah.
Like,
you know, you have to do it, but.
Yeah. And that's when I started to realize, okay, like I need to figure something out here.
Yeah.
So also in 2021, there's like multiple layers to my story. Also in 2021, about midway through the year, I decided to participate and compete in a bodybuilding show. I kind of needed some external drive, motivation to get to the gym because up until that point, I had just been going to go, but I kind of needed something to shoot for. And so I started on this bodybuilding journey, and it was really through that experience that I learned how to truly make my health a priority, because when you're doing something that strict and that intense, you have no other choice but to make it work, right?
Yeah, right. And it's like a short time frame too, right? So you have to.
Yeah, it's about 4 months long. So from July through the end of October, I was on this bodybuilding journey and combining like my workouts with the nutrition side, with, you know, trying to still remain gluten and dairy free. And then also kind of mixing in these holistic based practices, like caring for my hormones and taking care of my gut and different things like that. And so I competed in that show. I had a great time. It was a really, really cool experience. And then, you know, kind of come beginning of 2022, I was like, you know, ready to just go all in on real estate again and all of that. But then I just really was not feeling like the same passion and drive for it as I had before. And having gone through that entire like physical, mental, emotional transformation the year before, I had really become passionate about sharing like my experience and kind of providing a different way to look at fitness versus kind of the traditional way to look at fitness. And so, I ultimately ended up making the transition from real estate into fitness, got my certified personal training certificate, and fully transitioned out of real estate. I still have my license, but I'm a referral only agent. So when I get people, I refer them out to other people and I can still get paid on it. But yeah, I'm full on in this, in coaching women, entrepreneur women specifically.
So I love your story and, you know, the struggles that you went through or whatnot, but the fact that you didn't let it just completely consume you, you know, like you found something that worked for you, made it for you, and then in turn found something that was even more passionate for you. Because, you know, a lot of times we talk about on the show, that real estate isn't for everybody. And sometimes you find, you know, a passion from within it. You know, some people become, you know, transaction coordinators, some people become social media managers, or, you know, whatever it is, it's you finding your passion and what works for you. And you totally did that. Mm-hmm. And now you're happy, healthy, right?
Yes. Yep. I have come so far in the last 2 years. My health has improved drastically. Health is a journey. It's not a destination. So I'll be on this journey for the rest of my life, but right. I can confidently say that I am in such a better place now. And it really just, you know, a big part of why I wanted to get into fitness and really help women specifically is because women constantly put themselves last on their to-do list, on their priority list. I like to ask people, if I asked you to write down your current priorities, how long would it take until you wrote down yourself? Yeah. And it's a really thought-provoking question, because as women, we are not only trying to grow successful businesses as entrepreneurs and or, you know, real estate agents, but we also probably have a spouse or a partner that we are trying to prioritize, as well as a lot of us have children. I don't have children, but a lot of women have children that they are trying to, you know, raise and things like that. And it's just a lot to deal with. And so we are so constantly putting ourselves on the back burner. And I want women to know that there's so much more power and so much more success and joy and happiness to be had when you actually put yourself first.
And you really can't, you know, take care of those other people or do your best work if you're not taking care of yourself, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's like the whole, you know, cup thing. So you fill up your cup first and then your cup spills over into everyone else. And that's exactly what I experienced as well. Like when I started pouring into myself through putting myself in the right rooms, getting myself around the right people, doing the mindset work, as well as the physical work inside the gym, is really when my business started to gain momentum. And again, I don't think that's a coincidence at all. And most of the clients that I work with and have worked with, you know, as soon as they start putting themselves first, their confidence changes, their demeanor changes, they show up in their business better, they show up in their family lives better, and they just attract more to them because they are vibrating higher, they're radiating more because they are keeping a commitment to themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. They're setting those boundaries where they have to take care of themselves. And, you know, clients, especially, you know, in real estate, really do appreciate that because they know where they stand and they know, you know, what to expect, and expectations are always really good. And the same thing for your family or, you know, those other ones that you want to, you know, fulfill and give back to, is, you know, but you have to put yourself, you know, first, because if you just give, and then you completely are gone and there's nothing left to give.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly. And you end up burned out, both emotionally, mentally, and a lot of times our body uses symptoms to communicate with us. So symptoms are meant to be listened to. They're not meant to be squashed with a prescription.
Right.
And eventually, like, your body gets to a point where it's like, I don't know what else to do. And you'll get sick because your immune system is weakened and it doesn't, you know, your body is just screaming at you
exactly. for help,
and it has no other choice but to basically kind of shut you down in a way and force you to actually take a beat and relax.
Yeah. We have such a bad habit of, you know, ignoring them or, you know, putting it on the back burner. We'll, you know, deal with it later. You know, we're not going to go to the doctors. We're not going to do this. We, you know, got all this other stuff we got to do. Right.
Yeah.
So Jesse, can you talk a little bit about the company that you started and what you're doing with that now? Because it's not just a company. I mean, you created an entire community.
Yeah. So my company, it's called the Swolistic Co. And Swolistic really comes from the idea of getting swole, like muscles, building muscle in the gym. It's kind of a masculine term, but I love it anyway. And then you have holistic, which is, you know, the approach that I prefer to take as a personal trainer. And so I put the two together and I call it the Swolistic Co. And really, we just exist to help, you know, high achieving and entrepreneur women make themselves a priority by combining the holistic based practices with strength training so that they can really just kind of transform their mind, body, and their business. And so when I created this business, when I created this company, stepped into the fitness industry, I was seeing a major gap in the industry. And that's ultimately why I ended up taking the plunge into the industry, is to fill that gap. Most trainers, and to be fair, in most, you know, personal training certifications, they really only teach you, you know, basically two different variables to work with. So if I'm a trainer at like a corporate gym and you come to me and you're like, hey, I want to lose X amount of pounds or whatever, we get started right away. I create you a program and I put you on a nutrition, you know, regimen. Well, when you come to me a month later and nothing has changed, but you're absolutely like nailing everything that I'm giving you, I still only have those two variables to play with. So it's, oh, let's work out more and let's try and eat less.
Yeah.
Which can actually, well, not can actually, it does create more stress in the body. And when your body feels stressed, it's not going to let go of the extra weight, because fat is a protective thing for us. Our fat is actually protecting us from toxins and different things like that. And so, you know, trainers, they really only look at these two different variables, when in reality, you could be experiencing a laundry list of things like I was, a lot of underlying problems. I have a thyroid autoimmune condition, and I had imbalanced hormones and a dysfunctional gut. Those could all be things that are preventing your body from feeling comfortable and safe enough to actually let go of any extra weight and or build muscle. And honestly, even just have energy to go to the gym. Like, there are a lot of women out there who just straight up don't even have the energy because their body is so, you know, worn out and things. And so I came in and I wanted to fill this gap. So I have what I like to call my Swolistic transformation method. And what that looks like is, imagine a 4-level pyramid. At the bottom, which is the largest level, we have mindset. Now, I focus a lot on mindset work with my clients, because if you're not in a growth mindset and you're trying to take on a health goal, you're not going to get very far at all, because you have to know that this is rewiring, it's change, it's all of the things that your body or that your brain is going to convince you not to do because you're stepping outside of your comfort zone. So we have to kind of attack the mindset of it all. Next up on the pyramid, we have gut health. So gut health is actually connected to so many different systems in our body. It's connected to our brain, to our hormones. Like there are so many pathways in our brain, in our body, that go back to our digestive system. And so making sure that we have a functional gut, that we're not having any, you know, issues related to that, can play a big role in how we feel at, you know, at all during the day, and as well as being able to make progress in the gym. So we do that. And with my one-on-one clients, I take them through food sensitivity testing through one of my holistic nutritionist partners in order to really start kind of solving that problem. And then next up in the pyramid, we have hormone function, which again is a huge part. If you don't have, you know, the right balance of hormones, it can be difficult to lose weight, to build muscle, to have energy. You might feel brain foggy, groggy, you know, all different kinds of things. And that also includes our insulin and our blood sugar levels as well, because that's really important. And then lastly, the top level of the pyramid is strength training, which is funny because I'm a personal trainer, but I put it literally at the last of the list. But I truly believe there are 1,000 different things that you could do before you ever cross the threshold of a gym and be able to make progress and feel better in your life. So that's the method that I like to use with my clients. And I really just try to hold space for my clients wherever they are in their journey. And, you know, I'm not like, oh, you didn't get your workout in. Well, now you need to make it up at the end of the week. You know, it's not a harsh kind of thing. It's try to hold space and really honor where my clients are so that they feel safe and comfortable coming to me when they are struggling, because I want to be able to help them in that realm.
Yeah. And that probably explains why so many people fail at going to the gym and doing that stuff, is because one, they're not going to see the results if they're not doing all that other stuff that they need to be doing, because it's not going to work. Mm-hmm. And then two, if they're made to feel bad about, you know, not going and all that other stuff, then it really starts to become a mindset sort of thing. And then they're like, well, you know what? I've already not gone. I'm just going to stop.
Yeah. And something that I like to say is, when you approach health and fitness in this way, with a wider lens, a bigger perspective, it really allows you to take the blame away from you and place it on something in your body needs more support. And so it's not you that's being lazy or procrastinating or things like that. You know, it's really like your body that needs more support in order to give you the energy, to give you, you know, the ability to go to the gym, to exercise, to make yourself a priority. And so it removes the blame and the shame from you and puts it on an, you know, kind of an external thing. It's technically internal because it's your body, but it's something outside of your control. But now that we're aware of it, we can in turn control it.
Yeah. It's a real reason for, you know, the situation you're in right now. And I think that's really important, because it totally takes the blame off of you and the pressure and the stress of everything being on you or your fault and what you're doing wrong. I love that. Do you want to talk a little bit about the programs that you offer and the membership that you have as well?
Yeah. So I have three different ways to work with me currently. The bottom two are like a membership style. And then the other is my one-on-one coaching. So I'll start with the kind of the membership options.
Yeah.
So one thing, kind of backstory, I am huge into education. I probably was a teacher in another life just because I love being able to learn and then share what I've learned and teach and educate people. So a huge part of my practice is educating people. So I have the two levels of membership. The bottom one I call the collective membership. And with that membership, that one is kind of geared towards someone who maybe already has a trainer that they're working with that they absolutely love, or a workout program that they're doing that they love, and they don't really want to step away from that. They don't really need the guidance or help when it comes to strength training or the gym or whatever that looks like. But they are still looking for education and community in the holistic health space. So within my collective membership, I offer access to my digital resource portal, which I have 20 almost hour-long videos in there of me teaching on a specific holistic health topic, or I also bring in guest speakers every month as well, and just tons of different resources in there. I think I did the math, and if you were to pay like $27 for each masterclass or something like that, it would end up being, you know, somewhere around like $500 just to get access to it. But with that membership option, it's only $47 a month. So you get access to that portal and you get access to our private community chat group. And that's where I come in and I talk about, share announcements. It's a place to connect with all the other people that are going through this same holistic health journey. If you have questions, need recommendations, it's just a place to connect with people. So that is the collective membership. The other membership option is what I call my strength membership. Now, the strength membership also includes everything in the collective membership, the digital resource portal, access to my masterclasses, which are, I do 2 to 3 per month, and then our community chat. On top of that, you also get a built-out workout program. So you get access to my fitness app where you can go in, track your workouts. It takes you through them with video demonstrations, places to log your number of reps and the weight that you used. And I also provide an initial macro calculation. So we take your goals into account and I'll give you some macros that you can start following through that program. So that membership is $197 per month. And then lastly, my one-on-one coaching option, it's kind of my bread and butter. We will work together closely for 6 months at least. There is an option to renew, but the program is initially 6 months because we're going for long-term sustainable results here. We're not, you know, if I put you in the program for 3 months, you're most likely not going to be able to sustain it after that. So yeah, we go for 6 months. But you get fully customized programming, both exercise and nutrition. So I cannot like oversell this. I swear I have hired coaches and I have gotten copied and pasted programs from other people. Yeah. And I've been sold one-on-one coaching and I've had that happen to me. But my one-on-one coaching is truly, truly genuine. I take your schedule, your goals, what's realistic for you, and I put that into a workout program. Like some of my clients are working out 5 times a week. Some of my clients are working out 3 times a week for 30 minutes. So it just depends on you. Same with the nutrition as well. So it's all fully customized to you. With my one-on-one clients, I also meet with them once a month to go over. We set monthly goals. We talk about their program, what's working, what's not working, what they're struggling with, what they're winning at. Things like that, providing recommendations, but it's a solid hour one-on-one time with me. And I mentioned earlier, they get access to, or they get a food sensitivity, comprehensive food sensitivity panel done with my nutritionist partner, Rachel. So you'll do the food sensitivity test. Once Rachel gets the results back, she'll reach out to them and she will get on a call with them for about 60 minutes and provide a very detailed, you know, walkthrough of those results, what they mean, as well as steps moving forward so that they know exactly where to go from those results. And so that's a big part of the program as well. And then of course, access to the group, to our digital portal, to the masterclasses, and all of that. So those are the programs that I currently have.
That is incredible. I mean, especially the one-on-one, because I mean, it's fully customizable, like every single detail, the nutrition, the fitness, everything. And I mean, I think that unless something is completely customizable like that, you're really setting yourself up for failure if you don't have the right tools for your success.
Yeah, I've seen it happen way too often where coaches sell one-on-one coaching and then they just copy and paste other programs, or they don't take time to actually meet with their clients. It's like they maybe meet with them on the intake side of it, or Sometimes they don't even meet with them on the intake side of it. They'll just do an intake form and say, what are your goals? And then they just check in with them weekly, but they don't actually check in with them on a monthly basis and spend dedicated one-on-one time with them. And that's where, you know, that again, I saw the gap and I wanted to fill it. My one-on-one option is truly, genuinely one-on-one.
And I'm so thankful for, you know, people like you who do find those gaps and fill them, because those are the people that we need in the world to not just keep copying and duplicating what is already out there, but customizing it and making it work for, you know, more people. And I think that you are able to reach more people and help them become successful in this health journey for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you for that. I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely. And I mean, I feel the, you know, the same way when it comes to real estate, is I don't feel like there's a, you know, a one size fits all as far as, you know, deciding on a brokerage, deciding on, you know, how to market, you know, lead generating, you know, all of that stuff. You know, we teach a lot of like personality based lead generation and marketing. And it goes off of, you know, what you're comfortable with, you know, back to, you know, not cold calling and door knocking. But I mean, some people are extremely successful with that. And those people, that's what it's made for. You know, others it's not. And it's, you know, the same way about fitness and health and all the good stuff. You just have to find a way that it works for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, with my one-on-one clients, I have some of them who absolutely love working out for an hour, 5 days a week. And then I have clients who really struggle with even getting only 30 minutes in, three times a week, you know. And I just, quick story that I'll tell just to illustrate this, and it kind of gets me fired up, but I witnessed, a trainer put someone who had a very sedentary lifestyle. So they worked in an office. They maybe went to the gym once a week, if that, every other week, very inconsistently in the gym, overweight, needs to lose weight, struggles with nutrition. Like, this is the kind of person that this client was. They went to this trainer. The trainer took them in, didn't really do a whole lot of intake, didn't meet with them over the phone even, or really take the time to like text them, but put them in their program, put them on a 6-workout-per-week regimen with a calorie intake that was, you know, may not be completely out of the question. It was actually higher than what this person was used to. And so, you know, there's science behind it and whatnot. You don't always need to be in a deficit, but when you try to eat that much healthy food, it's really difficult.
Yeah.
Sure,
yeah.
We can all pound pizza all day, you know, and hit that calorie intake. But when you're trying to eat healthy food, it's actually really difficult to get more calories in per day. But I watched this happen, and I was, and then this, this client proceeded to, you know, struggle, barely get to the gym, made absolutely no progress. And they're paying this coach $200 a month for this program. And the coach isn't reaching out at all, not checking in, not trying to say, hey, do we need to adjust your program? Like, maybe six times is too much.
Yeah.
Like, never reached out to this person. And I just like, I don't understand that. You're setting that person up for failure to begin with, because they struggle getting to the gym in the first place. And now you expect them to go six times a week. Like, get out of here. That's not going to happen. And then it in turn ruins that client's mindset, because they're like, well, if I don't go all six times, then I'm not making enough progress. And then they just start beating themselves up, and it's a huge vicious cycle. And so, you know, I've had clients where we started out with 2 workouts per week. And then the following month we bumped them up to 3. And then the following month we bumped them up to 4. Or maybe we bumped them from 30 minutes to 45 minutes. Like, it needs to be a gradual process in order to stick.
Yeah, definitely. I can't imagine 6 days a week.
Right. Like, that's like bodybuilding level intensity, you know? And I don't understand it. So trainers like that really, really make me mad.
Yeah. And I mean, they're, you know, they're missing that individuality. They're just care about doing the getting paid and moving on.
Yeah, pretty much.
Volume. Okay. So we've shared the link to your website. What are some other ways that people can get in contact with you if they want to reach out and find out some more information about your memberships and your one-on-one?
Yeah, so Instagram is probably the best place to reach out to me directly. Just go over there, shoot me a DM. You can do that. We can have a conversation, talk about your goals. We've already gone over here what the programs look like, but if you want more clarification, please feel free to DM me. I have some visual graphics that I can share that illustrate all of this. So don't be afraid to send me a message over there. I also have a Facebook group. It's called the Swolistic Collective. And that's a free Facebook group. So you can go in there. I'm going to be ramping up my content in there and everything. So go ahead and check that out. But yeah, Instagram and then that Facebook group outside of my website are going to be great places.
Okay. So we have shared your Instagram, YouTube handles and TikTok, because I think it's the same, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And there is Jessie's free Facebook group too. So that might be a really good way to, you know, pop in there, see what she's all about. And of course, I mean, after our conversation today, I'm sure you already know, but it's a good way to get in there and see a little bit about, you know, how she interacts and all that good stuff. But I encourage everyone, you know, to follow Jessie, reach out, see if, you know, she can help you get your life together a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. And I also have a podcast. I don't know if we had talked about this, Jess. I have a podcast called The Swolistic Show.
And no,
it's available wherever you can get podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Google, wherever you like to listen to podcasts. There's a lot of really good content over there. It's very similar to my masterclasses that I teach. So a lot of good content that I put out through there, as well as bringing on guest speakers. So you can check that out as well.
Okay. Well, we'll grab that link too, and then post it in the group as well too. So I think we have got a lot of really great info and some really good ways to reach out and follow Jessie and join her programs. And I'm excited. I think that this is definitely going to help a lot of people really put themselves first for once.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And really when you do, it's just going to end up, you know, elevating every other area of your life. You'll be able to show up better in your real estate business, show up better for your clients, show up better in your lead generation, make more money and not feel completely burned out and over it.
Exactly. 100%. And that burnout is definitely what we all have to focus on, because that's when we're all trying to run away.
Yeah, 100%.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Jessie. And we will see everybody else next Tuesday.
Awesome. Thanks, Jess.
Thank you for joining us on today's episode. If you would like to find out any more information about our free training and coaching and any other programs that we have, or to find out more information about joining the Modern Real Estate Agent team, please visit us at www.themodernrealestateagent.com. Thanks and have a great day.